This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to roll a little bit of history into the national economy with this next story. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order this week on national monuments. Not statues so much, but federal designations meant to protect things like public lands and public waters. The opposing parties here are environmentalists and companies hoping to profit from those lands and waters, as Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains.
In the late 1800s, archaeological sites in the Southwest were being plundered. So when Theodore Roosevelt became president, he signed something called the Antiquities Act of 1906 that gave him the power to designate federal lands as national monuments.
It's a way for American presidents to create a legacy and to preserve places that tell the story of who we are as a people.
Jen Ujafusa is legislative director of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. She says since Roosevelt, nearly every president has used this act, more than 150 times.
National monuments run the gamut from things like the Cesar Chavez National Monument
to things like the African Burial Ground National Monument in Manhattan,
which was discovered during a construction project, and George W. Bush protected that.
There's also the 1.3 million acre Bears Ears National Monument in Utah. When President Obama used the Antiquities Act to protect that land, it infuriated many Republicans, like Utah Senator Mike Lee.
The law is certainly rife with opportunities for abuse.
With national monument designations, things like mining, pipelines, or commercial development are generally off limits.
It restricts the ability of locals to have input on what parts of the land should be accessed.
Last year, park sites designated as national monuments generated more than $7 billion. That's according to Ani Kamenui with the National Parks Conservation Association.
These places are providing jobs, they're providing really robust tourism.
President Trump is expected to review monument designations made over the past two decades. And if he tries to abolish something, well, you can expect a legal battle. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.